Breezy 101, that's Take That Back for Good. 731, Birds Cold Outside, and back for his first appearance here on or in 2021 is Darren Milner from the Kosciusko Talent Partnership. Darren, welcome to 2021 on The Breakfast Show.
Good morning. Hey, we made it.
We did. We did, and it looks like 2021 is going to be 2020 part two.
I believe it is, at least early in the year. But, you know, like we were talking yesterday, you know, everybody's just got to stay positive, and we got to move forward, you know, but do it safely. But hopefully 2021 is in the end going to be better.
Yeah, let's hope so, because I don't want to say it can't get any worse, but you know, 2020 was a wild year. But you know, we're starting it off on the right foot here in Kosciusko. We've been talking about Schott Stand has been in the news a lot lately with the new signage that's going to go up down there.
It's been really fun. You know, I think and I think it certainly draws a lot of attention to what's going on in downtown and what Schott's is all about, and the more you hear about it. But yes, you know, we're in the process. Of course, I think a lot of people have seen the covered wagon. We got some work to do down there, but I think it's certainly caught a lot of attention over the holidays, and you'll start to see some signage over there hopefully in the next few weeks. They should be printing this week. But basically what we're trying to do is tell a story. You know, I think when we talk about the original Natchez Trace running through the center of town, you know, a lot of people think about the Natchez Trace Parkway, but there's a lot of history there. And the Schott family that was here in the early 1800s, we want to kind of depict what went on. So all of the signs that will be there are will be educational. Of course, you can't put everything on a sign. It's more there just to give you some, you know, just some details and some bullet points. But we've got some things that'll talk about the Choctaw Indians and sort of give a timeline on their life, not just in Itala County, but really across the country. And also talk about the Schott family and how we're really tied to them and how this ties us into Oklahoma when they made the trip to Oklahoma with the Indians. And also a little bit about Kosciusko. And a lot of people may not know that one time we were called Redbud Springs and
Paris,
and there were some other names that they wanted to think we probably should have been called. But, you know, and how the Natchez Trace was you know, designated kind of a military road because of the travels from Nashville really down to Natchez and beyond. But should be really neat. I mean, I think it's been a long time coming, and we're excited about getting them out.
Yeah, I like the one sign on there where it talks about the military road, and some of the guys in, I guess, Andrew Jackson's company, some of the soldiers were like, there's some brave thieves and bandits along the Natchez Trace. So, you know, if military guys are saying that, it must have been pretty wild.
It was pretty rough. And, you know, you go back and talking to, really, when I say experts, like Tony Turnbow, who's just an absolute expert about the Natchez Trace Parkway, and especially through his books and other studies. You know, he and I were talking about that, and it was, you know, the Natchez Trace, we think about it now as just this paved road, but back in the day, early 1800s and before, it was just really just a cutout, you know. Yeah. And you know, a trail through the woods, and it was rough. But yes, you had thieves and robbers along there that would, you know, some of them would pose as you know, Choctaw Indians and you know, come out and rob you. But yes, it's an interesting story on the troops that walked through. But like you said, Brett, you know, they were pretty brave, you know, pretty bold, and to jump out there with some military guys. And so you can imagine. So you'll see, that's why we, you know, at one time they thought they might call it the Devil's Backbone. You know, that's because of all the brutality and the things that were going on. But it was a harsh time. I mean, it was, you know, think about coming into a tavern or trying to find quarters to sleep overnight. It would have been, you know, rough. It'd have been a dirt floor or something like
out of Game of Thrones. You know, traveling down the road trying to find something. We're speaking with Darren Milner from the Kosciusko Talent Partnership, and the signs there are going to be kind of similar to ones that you might see on the Natchez Trace, right? Like if you're traveling and you pull over, right, and they got like the little sign.
Right. Something, you know, we certainly wanted to do was have it where it was a really, these signs, they're roughly about 24 by 36. They're pretty good size when you actually see them. And we'll have them spread out through kind of across that property. And there'll be some more things that'll come a little bit later down the road as we get a few buildings and a few more things there. But yeah, we wanted them large enough to where you could really see them and they would stand out, but also where we could provide enough information and they were really readable and just provide a good education and a really good read for anybody coming through.
And another thing is kind of in the same vein with that, just across the street is a mural that went up right there, kind of depicting life in the 1800s.
Yes, and it was interesting. You know, Jay Cheatham that did that for us from over at Holmes Community College in their art department. You know, he and I had talked a while back. We had a chance to get a grant from Energy and to do a mural, and we certainly wanted to look at doing it along the trace. But he depicted that so well. You know, it's a different look, and we've had some really great comments from outsiders and folks here in town. You know, it's not a typical mural where you've really got portraits and things like that on it. It just, you know, it's got really, I would say, from the wagons and the horses, and you can see the Choctaws on there playing stickball. And if you'll notice, maybe a whippet down in the corner. Mm-hmm. I think we kinda, Jay kind of put that in there, but it was an idea that he had, and we worked together on that. But just a great piece of artwork, and we appreciate Jackson Jordan for letting us put it on the side of one of his buildings. But it really stands out right there on Atchison Street, and we think it's going
to
be fun.
Yeah, it's a good-looking mural. If you hadn't seen it, it's on the south side, so right next to y'all's office down there.
Right across our driveway.
Yeah, if you're at the four-way stop right there by the KAP office, you look and you'll back up North Natchez Street, you'll see it. And well, Darren, we probably wrapped up Christmas. The lights look good. I think they're almost all down.
Well,
almost.
Almost. A lot of the ones around the highway are. It was really a fun time. A lot of people came out. I think we probably had larger crowds than we've seen in the past several years. But it was a great opportunity, and certainly it was fun for us. But we'll start next week. If anybody would like to volunteer to come out and help us get them down, we would love for you to call us. You can call us at 289-2981 and talk to Patty about that and get your name on the list. But we'll probably, if the weather, depending on whether we're building snowmen on Monday,
we might be,
or throwing snowballs on Monday morning, we're going to try to start Tuesday. But we'll need a couple of days of dry weather so because we have to box all of them up. But it's not a bad process. You know, it's always tough to have to take them down, but we normally get it in about a day or two.
And coming up in 2021, I mean, got Natchez Trace Festival coming up. And, you know, if that's something that we can do this year, you know, it's all kind of still up in the air for a lot of those live events. I know normally you do like the summer concert series in the park and, you know, stuff like that. So is that stuff moving forward, or is that like a wait and see?
We are moving forward. You know, Patty, really, the minute we get back from the holidays, Patty is already starting on the Natchez Trace Festival. I know she's already putting updates and schedules together. But, you know, we've got to move forward. We looked at some things in the, you know, late 2020 that around the state that actually were able to go through. So we know now from a safety perspective, you know, things that we've got to look for, but we've already got folks that are calling about wanting to be vendors. So, you know, we're moving forward. And if it comes down to it that we have to cancel again, we'll do that down the road. But we've got some really good things coming. We've got some movie nights coming over in March. And we have the concert series. We're already scheduling that for now, and we're looking at, you know, we've got some things scheduled all the way out through the end of the year. So right now we're just on go. We're on fire, and I think everybody's really ready to move out there. But, you know, certainly we're going to do it in a safe manner. But I think we've got to be able to keep some things going, and I think you're going to see probably more community events coming out this year.
I think you're going to see a lot more community involvement as well, because people want to get out and they want to do things. But that's Darren Milner from the Kosciuszko Tyler Partnership. Darren, we thank you for being on, and if you get any signs or anything out down there at Schoedt Stand, be sure to let us know.
We will. Appreciate you letting me come.
101.1 Breezy 101.
Kansas, Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down.